Okay, good evening, everybody, and we resume with Avas HaChesed. We are in Perek Beis, in Chelek Beis, and we're discussing loving doing Chesed. Actually, this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, I wrote an article, actually, I believe it was for Hamadiah, it was Parshas Shmois, about a year and a half ago, about how the Tana de Eliyahu says that the merit of Chesed is what got the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim when we're in this terrible situation. We're slaves. Like, what turned the tide? What turned the tide was the chesed Jewish people did. And over there, I brought down this an amazing Ruach Eliyahu on this week's Parsha, on Parshas Noach. Rabbi Eliyahu Tzvei Zatzal, who was the Rosh Yeshiva with Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, Yabal Chaim Tov, who is alive and well and over 100 years old, as a Yeshiva, Philadelphia Yeshiva, the premier Yeshiva High School in America, in the Beis Medrash. So Reb Eliyahu Tzvei writes as follows. He says, he quotes a Medrash, and the Medrash says that Avram Avinu once met Shem, Malkut Tzedek, and he asked Shem, the son of Noach, what was the schus, what was the merit that you and your family survived the Mabul? Because it's brought down that even schusim, even general merits, when there's a gezerah on the world, the Jewish people, it's not enough. So Shem told Avram, he said, the merit that we had, that we survived during the Mabul that whole year, was the merit, zchus, that we fed the animals day and night, that we did chesed day and night. And Rabbi Eliyahu Tzvei brings down that Avram Avinu inculcated that light, that lesson from Shem, and he himself became, one of the reasons he became this great Ish Chesed, was because of the lesson that Shem taught him, that even during a Mabul, Chesed saves a person. Chesed empowers a person. So there's a lot of Schusim that we all need right now for the Jewish people. We're just talking, just briefly before the Shir, about this upcoming election in 12 days in New York City, which impacts 1.5 million and have chosen, as you know, as I just mentioned, I wrote an article that goes way beyond New York. It affects the Jews of Israel. This anti-Semite, should he win, will badmouth and libel millions of Jews of Israel, and he'll have a platform to do it. And this anti-Semite will be very happy to go to the next level eventually, because he's 33 years old. He has, I'm sure, ambitions beyond that. It would be a severe danger, a platform for not only a communist or far left communist socialist, but a real signing as well, a person who his opportunity, at any opportunity he can come to, is to blast millions of Jews of Israel, to poison the well. You know, Eretz Yisrael itself, it's surrounded right now with lots of things up in the air. We need chesed in general. We live in a world today that we need merit. Certainly chesed, as we're going to discuss tonight as well, we'll be discussing for the months ahead, changing our perspective. If I have to, you know, when we're done with this sefer, more than anything else, the accomplishment should really be that we look at the world differently. That we look at, you know, I just mentioned Avraham Avinu and the flood and our own time. We need a schus of chesed. But ideally, the goal really is that we should view our lives differently. We should view how we interact with the people around us differently, with our community differently, with our family differently, and become people who love chesed. And tonight, the Chofetz Chaim is going to discuss Yivar Baitam. I'm going to elucidate the reason. Ama, excuse me, Zeraza HaTayr Es HaAdam, Shelo Abba Le'in Zishal Chesed. Why do you have to love chesed? Right? It's unique to chesed to love it. Right. You don't say you have to love kosher. We don't say we have to Torah as well. But we don't say you have to love. I just dropped something for Shabbos. Love the mitzvah of Shabbos. Love even davening. You don't say you have to love davening. Chesed. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You have to, right. You have to love chesed. So he named a parak as a nevar. Amat shizeras Hashem yisbarachas adam kol kach mezu. We're explaining why this midah, this attribute, this mitzvah of chesed, that the Torah says you have to love it. I should call Pinasa Termeles, every angle, every which we've started about a few weeks ago, every all of the Torah emphasizes chesed, doing acts of kindness, as we already elaborated upon in the introduction to the work. You have to love chesed, as we said in the Perek Rishon, as we said our last year. Now we're going to explain this in all these ways. The Torah says, Hashem created us in His tzelem, in His image, so to speak. Obviously, Hashem is not a goof, but it means we're created in God's image in the sense that the way we are able to mimic God and follow Hashem, and then with the ability to choose. It's the attributes of Hashem. When we have the ability, we have the capacity, we could imitate Hashem's ways. Like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu would imitate and be a godly person because he lives in the way of Hashem. We all have the opportunity, the capacity, and really the mandate to follow in the ways and the attributes of Hashem. We actually said it over and over and over, all over, all the time over Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, Yigim Omidah, Slichas, Vishurach Lehetilas Chasim Zos. And in this aspect, we're focusing upon, right there was, I say Slichas Hashem, Hashem Racham V'chanan, that we should be like that, as we learned in Tomer Devorah. But right now, the Chalat Chaim says, Shurak, just like Hashem, only wants to do good in chesed with others. Hashem is good to all. V'nemar, and the Torah says, Naisen lechem chol basar, kilo adam chasad. Hashem sustains everywhere, the world, because the world is a world of chesed. V'kim kot ha'oilam talib, as I give the shir, as you hear and you see me, Hashem is sustaining us and the world. Nimsa ha'olich b'derech hazeh, if Hashem is sustaining, give us chesed to us, to all of us, constantly, every second. B'derech hazeh, naisa alav tzal v'kim. That's our humanity, that's our spark of Hashem. It's that we create the image of Hashem, it's exactly that, to do chesed. V'manei atzim is a chesed. If a person just wants to live their own life, in their own space, not doing anything wrong, not damaging others necessarily, not attacking others, not a malicious individual, not a thief, a murderer, just I live my life, you live your life. Why do I have to help any other people? What if they get stuck on? I need to mind my own money for my whatever. What if they help out people, do chesed? What if they invite people? What if they're friendly to people? Why do I have to go to someone's simcha or mourn for them or levaya chas v'shalom? I'll do my thing, they'll do their thing. Person who does that, that person totally distances them from the Hashem. Mikol v'kol, Hashem's essence is chesed. And a person who only cares about themselves is therefore not in Hashem's camp. You have nothing similar to Hashem in that sense. Now, the Bonin brings out, V'agav kro echad hitzuchaneir, he says, it's a remarkable verse, remarkable pasuk in Yechezkel and Ezekiel. It says, Hinei ze oven stoim achoyscha, goyin shivas lechem v'shavas hashke hayala v'levenoy seah, v'yad ani v'evion lo hechzik zika. Yechezkel says that stoim, he compares it to stone, that they were filled, they were rich. In fact, we know that Lot chose to go to stone when he left Avram, coming in a couple weeks from now. Why did he choose to do that? Because stone was the most fertile land. Before the destruction, it was the most fertile part of Eretz Yisrael. It was, and the people of stone were incredibly comfortable, wealthy, and lived peacefully. And they didn't, the pasuk says, v'ani lechzika, at the same time, even though they had it all, they had nice houses, nice yards, and plenty of food, and plenty of ability to live a good, comfortable life, they did not help any of the poor or the needy. Of course, we know, it's explicit in the Torah, they did not have guests fact, they tried to attack Lot for the guest within Rosh Malachim, and then when they did come, they tried to abuse them in different terrible ways. Hanushmidosim, so Stoyim, that city state, Haisim Lea Koltuv, was filled with all kinds of good. Vahaya La Shalva Tashaket, and it was still and it was quiet. Love and Asaya didn't need any help. At the same time, no Meshulachim, no one knocking my door for tzedakah. Don't ask me for organization. If you don't ask me to sleep in my house or for a meal, nothing, nobody, no way. Right? Somebody needs something, I ain't there to help them. Shloyabashum Adam Maras Acheras, they knew that other people, and actually it was a punishment. In the city, I think I mentioned this, one of the reasons Sodom was destroyed is they killed a girl for helping a poor person in a very cruel way. That was terrible. Because they didn't want to have anything with charity and acts of kindness. But it's one of the pillars of the world. It's one of the ways, the only way in certain aspects to connect to Hashem. If you have no chesed, you're not connected to Hashem. And the reason, of course, Talmud Torah is the most important, but if you don't have chesed, it means you're not learning Torah. Your Torah has no kiyum. Okay? Bazal ken nekruhem, and therefore stone, who pulled themselves away from Hashem, who had nothing to do with chesed, nekruhem, they were destroyed. Heim, them, the chol asher lam and everything that belonged to them was destroyed. Not only that, the Talmud says in Masechet Sanhedrin, stone have no portion in the world to come. They have nothing to do with Hashem. Their essence was not only wicked, it had no connection to chesed. There's no chesed with stone. Stone totally debased the humanity in them, the tselem elokim in themselves. And by the way, what are we saying, Avas? Shali, shali, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. It's not even a person, a Rasha. I mean, a Rasha says, what's yours is mine, what's mine is mine. Stone was, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. If you have nothing, if you're going to starve to death, if you, no one's going to do a shidduch, no one cares about you, if you're going to sleep in the street because you want to sleep, tough luck, it's not my problem. Right? You know, if life is good for me, then that's what it's supposed to be. You do go do your own thing. I don't have to support you. I don't have to help you. You need a minion in your house because you're sitting shiva. Not my problem. It's your problem. You know, I'm not interested. And so that was the back of the bottom of the holy because you're spying it. What a person actually thinks, hate it when you think well. Near shakim kol mina nashi. Everything about us. Is talay b'mis tachav chesed. It's all in charity and acts of kindness. To live, you need chesed and to be a community, to be a people. You need stock of chesed. Kish kama itas l'chol adam l'ma everyone. The Mishnah says al tiyabaz l'chol adam. Never, don't treat anyone poorly because you may need them. Everyone needs the biggest people. There are days they need. I can tell you stories where people get sick. People have needs. We'll get to it over time. Everybody, every human being is needy. We're all needy. Everybody is stuck of a chesed, no, without exception. People helping them, strengthening them, aiding them, abetting them. Sometimes a person, you need a loan. People need a loan sometimes. By the way, he says, even wealthy people, they have no cash flow. they're billionaires that are not liquid. They have no ability to pull their money right now. And if they do, they're going to take tremendous losses. So even very wealthy people very often need a loan. Surprise not. You can loan. Well, this is actually, I'll tell you, my sir, Hill David Shlita. Once told me, I was in his house, I was with the Bayit Shalom, I think it was, I don't remember where it was in Brooklyn, I don't much remember. He told me that he once gave a loan to a billionaire. How that happened, this is many decades ago, probably the equivalent of a billionaire today, very extraordinary, I don't know who he was, extraordinarily wealthy person. And there was, this is before Uber, before this wealthy guy needed a taxi, and he had no cash on him. And for whatever reason, he couldn't use a credit card. Maybe it was before credit cards. So he had no money. This guy is filthy rich, has no money. So Phil David, a role of a very gadol b'Yisrael, says, you know, so-and-so, here's $20. He lent them $20. So here you have Phil David lending this astronomically wealthy person money. I mean, even the wealthy person. He couldn't get a cab home. He would have been stuck at the wedding hall in the middle of nowhere. I think he told us in Marina Del Rey. It was in the middle of the Bronx. He was stuck in the Bronx. You know, and he gives this money, this wealthy person, here's some money to get home. Now, even a wealthy person needs, you know, sometimes in business they think there are people who need bailouts. It happens. It happens to, you know, everyone can use a loan sometimes. Oh, shechaver yimsoi malacha, people are out of work, into jobs. Maybe the person is unhappy in their job. They want to change. They can have a job, but they're miserable. Or they can't support their family well. Or they're not doing spiritually well there. Or they're stressed, shank is beyond belief, they need a new job. Somebody who knows a better job, you give a person a job. Oh, Eza Shar, Eza, the stocker mizah, it's in business. And by the way, it's the Chavetz Chaim, that's the mitzvah. Anytime you help a Jew get a job, get business. Of course, if you shop, I've said this many times, I was in San Jose, if you go to Pars Kosher Market, you make a mitzvah in the Torah. If you go to wherever, any other Gaiish store, even if they have the Luckies, whatever these things are, ShopRite, Acme, you know, here, Jewel, like, you know, it doesn't make a difference. You don't get a mitzvah. You support a Jew, you get a mitzvah. There could be other calculations sometimes, but when you go and you buy from a Yid, from Rami, Nadu, whoever it may be, you get a mitzvah. You give a Jew a job, you help them get a parnasa, you patronize a store, you get a mitzvah every time you shop there. Hechzaktable, you're supporting a Yid. Everyone needs, like almost every human being, there's a day, they need just this alone. The Fam Tzarek Shechaver Yatzarek, not just with their money, a person needs Chesed B'gufo. Be'ish HaSimcha, Shetzarek L'Anashim, Shismichu Imo. Like, Shechaz Simcha, I'll make you one next week. You know, I was telling my wife, it's actually, gave a pretty big check today for the wedding week. Imagine a person gets married and there's nobody there. The wedding is to make the Chasim Kala and the family appreciate it for life. By the way, and it's not just their life. It's the future of all the generations. It's all until Mashiach comes and after. Right? You build a Jewish home, the more excitement, the more joy that comes into it, all the brachas, it's a different thing. Very sad. Someone gets married, nobody there. Or none of their friends are there. They go to a bunch of strangers maybe at their wedding. It's a tremendous chesed to go to someone's wedding to make them happy. Right? And everybody is, even the most powerful person in the world, you know, needs people to feel good about themselves. Even a compliment, everyone, every human being, by the way, it's my chesed. Every human being needs compliments, without exception. You know, with that, there is a study, you know, I think it was in Austria, of the babies. I'm sure you ever know this, in the 1960s and 70s, in the orphanages, and they weren't smiled at. Like, as opposed to people smiling, they were ignored. They would cry, they were ignored, and they weren't smiled at, and a lot of these kids withered away. That's the baby. Adults who are fully functional, everyone needs a compliment. You know, I'm not just talking about narcissists or I remember once, I think I said this before, but I remember this vividly. I was a bachur then. I wasn't even married. And I was at a shever bachas, and this person passed away many years ago already. This is decades ago. A very prominent rav, an elderly rav, spoke at the shever brachas. I was sitting at a table not too far from him, and he says to his rabbits and his wife afterwards, "How'd I do? How was my speech?" And she's over, "Where am I? It was so good." Blah, 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 blah. But like, he's an 80-year-old man. And he spoke beautifully, but I remember he was a great speaker. You know, he gave a knocking speech. He'd been speaking for decades. You didn't think but he needed his wife to tell him, yeah, it gave a good score. Everyone needs it. Everyone, people, compliments. Right? People, you know, go to a wedding and no one's there. It doesn't matter how wealthy you are, or, you know. You can't be happy. Also, if a person chas v'shalom is sad, they're you know, a person sad, you know, happens to be the yitzhar for depression is way more contagious than the yitzhar for happiness. Like happiness, you have to work on becoming depressed at some level. If you're a little depressed, the yitzhar can get you more depressed. You're a little angry, you get more angry. That's how it gets. That's how it goes. This person's unhappy. It's very easy to KO people. Unfortunately, it's like, you know, to build up is much harder than to come crashing down. Persons, you know, if they're sad in general, it's if they by themselves, they don't have a chizik, it bothers them, it hurts them. They have no friends, they have nothing going on. Nobody loves them. Right? A person's in mourning, right? It's important to nicham avelim to share their pain. The hafik dag also. Sometimes as a widow, people pass away, we're very nervous about themselves. You calm them down when they're mourning. Also, nobody comes and feeling the person wasn't missed. It's existential. Right? Like somebody passes away and did it make a difference? Of course it made a difference. You're saying, but no one's even coming. I can't even share anything. It's existential. You feel like, what's life? Vizel mitzvahs come. Sorry about that. I just jumped in place. V'chen l'fam be'eshu inner base. So kimederach. Sometimes you're out of your house and you're traveling. Kimederach be'ezo maso. You're carrying. You need someone to help you. Mitzvahs prikotina. You have a mitzvah to not only be an animal, you're a human being. You need someone to help you. You have luggage. You have stuff. You're carrying things. You have bags, whatever it is. Certainly, almost every elderly person has. But every human being, you have. Sometimes you see a person, a mother, she struggles. Sometimes you see her at the airport, she has a few kids. She has luggage, and the kids are younger. What is she going to do? You need a help, you need a hand. Or a person, even a strong person, has a lot of luggage, no one helping him out. Or he's traveling, and it's difficult. If you're traveling, and you need a meal, you need someone to take care of you. Right? You're going to someone for Shabbos, you need a shul, you need somewhere at the oven, you need a minion, there's no hotels there, what are you going to do? You need to sleep still. You need to eat somewhere, you need to sleep somewhere. And when you go there, you're vulnerable, and you want to have a good meal. You know, so they care about you, not like you, not feel like a person, HaKhas HaZorachim. Sheshayach Avshe, and Eshem Sheinim Aniyim, by the way, HaKhas HaZorachim is not Staka, it's a Chesed, it's not even the most wealthy people. They need to be somewhere, they need a place for Shabbos, they need some grace, HaKhas HaZorachim. For everybody, someone's crunk, sick, people will visit them. People, again, depression, sadness, loneliness. Oh, it's hard to know how to magnify that. Nobody cares. Nobody loves me. You're ready, you're compromised, the person is sick. When they're sick, everything's worse. Everything is much worse. They're compromised. You know, when a person's body is sick, there's a physical strain on the body, they're compromised, their emotions are off kilter, and then nobody cares, and nobody does, certainly if they're in the hospital, which is lonely and scary and filled with people who, you know, are sick around you, which could be intimidating, and then you have some nurses are nice and others are not. Well, people visiting is chiyus hameisim to an extent. Many people to visit and to think about them, say they can help them, it's bigger chum. Because someone passes away, the burial, the tahara, it's chesed shel emes. Everyone dies, so everyone needs the chesed shel emes. None of us can escape that, right? Maybe you don't need staka, maybe you don't need a chesed. Maybe you have a million servants, but you're going to die one day. So everyone dies. And one day a person is going to need people to do the tahara and to bury them. And to do the levaya, every human being, every yid, all of us need chesed. All of us need. We're not talking about doing father. All of us need chesed. You can't. The world can't live without it. Practically. I mean spiritually. The Chaparta Torah become a koymas. Torah delineates and elaborates in multiple places. to mechazik in the zoo. V'nuchu lomer she zegam ken kamas v'marim. He says, actually, it's also the world stands on three things. On Torah, which means the spiritual pillars of the world. Without these three things, there is no Welt, there's no world. Torah, Avoida, and Gemilas Chasadim. And Chesed, on a practically, on certainly on a spiritual level, the world depends on. Ganuchel Lamor, Dina Yadush, Tachas called Chamudisi, Shiizke, the reason we're created, the ultimate goal, our existential purpose, is. To be eternally connected to Hashem and Hashem. This is the ultimate pleasure, kindness. You can't, there's nothing mundane, corporal, physical, even emotional, which can compare to that. This is first for Tanakh. So, how does this work? The Ramchal and Moshe Chaim Mutzato elaborates on many of his works. So the Chavetz Chaim says, "Kol Talim is Tavik Atzma BaHashem." To be connected to Hashem eternally, and even in this world, you have to cling to Hashem. But either b'Kaychal, b'Chayav, while you're still living, b'Kol Kaychal, each of us according to our greatest ability. Kol Shekasev, as says the Torah, "L'Dav Kabayi," to cling to Hashem. V'Roi Tzleimar, and that means "L'Dav Kabidoisav." To cling to Hashem's ways, to follow in Hashem's ways. You want to cling to Hashem, you follow in His ways. Kmo she'amru Chazal. V'hanu she'zaraz atzmo, person should arouse themselves b'chol yom of every day, l'istabik b'minos Hashem Yisbarach, to imitate, to follow in the ways of Hashem. Shem rakol tov v'chasin, and Hashem, as we said, is only to do good and kindness, which is called ki chafetz chesed, Hashem desires chesed. Az yizke leishiv oylem lefnei Hashem, ulazbiya betzach tzachos nafsho, and to be mazbiya betzach tzachos nafsho, mash enken im bechayev im yidashel loyotevah. So if you, eternally, if you connect to Hashem, you'll be with Hashem. You do chesed, you'll be with Hashem. But a person like a stone, a sodomite, someone from Stoim, person who thinks, I'm not going to hurt anybody, I'm going to attack. Now, Stoim was worse. Stoim actually did, right, they had like all kinds of crazy rules, but the essence of Stoim was that. The essence of Stoim was, I live my life, and you live your life. You're needy, not my problem. I have needs, that's my problem. Your needs are not my problem. Your desires, they're not my problem. Somebody lives like that. Doesn't follow the way of Chesed. As connected to Hashem, you have nothing to do with Hashem. There's no commonality. The essence of Hashem is Chesed. Those who around connect, the way you connect to Hashem is through following in Chesed, following in Hashem's ways. Be'emes, and he says the Chavetz Chaim. That's really the Talmud says in Erev Pevav. Darish Rava Bar Mar. Rava Bar says. Yeshiv oylem lefnei Elokim, chesed ve'emes manin tzru. Right, emas a yeshiv oylem lefnei Elokim. Right, when there's chesed, when there's kindness and emes, of course, real chesed. You know, there are Jews who desire to do chesed, and they do terrible things. You know, I put this article about this anti-Semite Mamdani. I got Baruch Hashem a lot of. The three periodicals that there was in so far were largely center-right, you know, Jewish things. But don't think I'm going to get hate mail, and don't think some of them were from Jews, right? I have the Jews telling me, it's so important to embrace, you know, the Palestinian, Hamas, you know, they think they're right. I mean, it's amazing to me. They, you know, there are people, I remember in California once, the J News or J Valley, I don't know if the J Valley even still exists, that paper, but one of them talked about a whole ceremony for abortion. And they made it like it was the greatest mitzvah in the world. Like, it's you go to the mikvah before the abortion, it's a blessing of the abortion. They're out of their mind. They don't know the beginning of what a mitzvah is. And there are people who are out of their mind what chesed is, because they have no emes. So you know what emes is. If you don't have emes, you can't have chesed, because you may want to do kindness, right, and you'll be kind, like, what's that, which, Greta, the climate girl, what's her name, that goes on boats for publicity, Greta Thunberg, right? Whatever her name is, you think you're saving the world, you're destroying the world. There are all people, kinds of people who do chesed, and they're destructive. You know, there are people who think giving people drugs is a good thing. It's very kind of sharing drugs with people. There are people who believe that. You have to know what chesed is. So, but once we know what chesed is, there's emes and there's chesed. Of course, that's how the world exists. That's how you're in front of Hashem. Pirush Rashi, emes ha-yeshiv oylu l'fnei hakim, bizman sheyesh ashirim. In particular, the wealthy people, whether it's wealth in money, in time, in energy, in strength, in friendliness, you know, whatever you're doing, in this case, for charity, they help the poor. Vehem yansu man is lashon mezaydus. You give man, like man the kind of whatever, you feed them, you help people. That keeps the world going. So if you have money, you should give charity. You should build shuls and koilos and the yeshivas and schools. You should help the poor. That's Hashem gave you the money for that. I think He gave it to you for Teslas and cars and vacations and 18-bedroom houses. I think that's your purpose of life, to live in, you know, live in Hillsboro with a nice house, with a fancy car, right? German car, whatever you have over there. And that's the essence of life? No way. That's a total loss. That what keeps you alive, what keeps you eternal connected to Hashem, is doing chesed. Masham ka kasiv yin tsiru ki be emes ve makum kashat kazeh, da mishu zoich lama lefrei Hashem, what's yin tsiru that created, person is firm of Hashem in Shemayim, tzarech sham shmir yaseira, you know, actually, you're watched over, sham etzuyim alachim vesofim, so you'll be close to Hashem, and there's all kinds of powerful malachim that could technically destroy you. You need to be close to Hashem, right? Not even close to Hashem eternally. You need a merit. And the yifku b'koich hasadim, maybe you're not deserving of this. Who said you should be here? And chesed gives you that schos to be there. L'chach amra kasim. Mi sheyesh bo malas emes. The person has emes. Truth. Just Torah tells you what truth is. Not the New York slimes, times, whatever you want to call it. Not that someone saw a great line. I saw someone send me, not today, but it said, like, Israel's destroyed all of the Iranian proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, except for the Houthis and the New York Times. Iranian proxies. They destroyed all the Iranian proxies except for the Houthis and the New York Times. There's some MS to that, obviously. You know, I mean, the person has MS, real truth. The Torah tells what true, real kindness is, real mitzvah is. And chesed, you're protected in this world, protected from the keichas, the next one, for any malachim, it would be thing. And the Talmud says in Yishalmi, in Tainus, if I asim dvar b'ficha, I'm going to put my words in your mouth, that's Torah, uvetzel yadi kisisicha, and with my shadow, I'll protect you through the chesed. So Hashem protects you with the chesed you do. The chesed, like actually going back when I said in the beginning, that Shem and Noach and his other children were protected in the storm. Why? In the Malach, because the chesed they did to animals. They fed the animals day and night. That was the chesed they did the whole time in the table. It was all chesed, morning and night. Noach's feeding the animals, Shem's feeding the animals. Animals feeding the animals is important. Feeding the human beings is even more important. Helping your brothers and sisters is even more important, obviously, say the least. And therefore, a person should think about this. And constantly, what in the world are we here for? What are we giving these for? What makes us close to Hashem? To quote the Ramchal in the beginning of Sashon, that's 2,000 right? The whole purpose of life is to cling to Hashem. Derech Hashem. The whole purpose of life. And the only way you can do it is to be like Hashem, is to do chesed. You'll be stoned otherwise. You have to love chesed. Why? So this is, therefore, you have to love chesed. Why? You have love it. You understand every time you have chesed, it's a bracha. How look, I just became a billionaire. Wow, look what I can do. I can be like Hashem. I can connect to Hashem. I'm following the ways of Hashem. And this is the essence. It's not about my comfort. Stone really care about their comfort. That's really what it comes down to. Their care, they don't have room for other people. I want to be comfortable. I want to be emotionally comfortable. My money I want for myself. I can't have a fancier shirt, a fancier suit, a nicer car. Yeah, I got to worry about my pension for, 50 billion years. You don't have space for other people. No, the essence, person has this. Person has this. They get chesed. V'avrezeh yivarchu Hashem. V'yasena begeder hashlemis. V'loyizbayesh haloyva al yado. V'avrezeh yivarcheu Hashem. And for this reason, Hashem will give you bracha. V'oykasher yelo avalamidu zu. When a person has love for this, yizarez, what he'll do is, he will also be mezarez gam acherim lasos chesed. Other people do chesed. Kmo shekasev Rabbeinu Yoina, begeres hatshuva shlo. As Rabbeinu Yoina says, in begeres hatshuva, when you love chesed, when you love something, you share with other people. You'll encourage other people. So I just want to encourage everybody on the shir that we should do chesed. We should learn Parshas Noach about the importance of chesed. And when you live that way and you love chesed, you realize, whenever you have a chesed, you're the ultimate recipient. Of course, real chesed is to care for the people, the community, the organizations we help. But we're the biggest beneficiaries now and for eternity.